Tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika i watakou mawhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, i runga te waia kōrero ko David Stone, no te mata lō, nāna tērā o ngā kamupene ture i timata ria. Hoi no, ko te kaupapa matua mō tēnei o ngā kōrero, ko ngā mētara o ngā hoia o te 28. Nō reira, me tarhia ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe David.
Tēnā koe, tō ngā mihi kia tātou.
Ai, ngā mihi hoki atu kia koe, he whai wāhi e whai wā ki te koro kia hau e pāna ki tēnei o ngā tino kaupapa, kia haka nuia i o mātou hoia, nō reira, ai, ngā mihi atu kia koe. Appreciate you joining us to have a little bit more of a kōrero about this kaupapa that has been happening at the moment, that you're quite significant in getting the ball rolling on this, but is also acknowledging those of our tūpuna who went to war and are finally being acknowledged for their services to the country and to the Queen at that time. But firstly, let's start off with you and let our listeners know a little bit more about who you are and where you're from.
Well, I'm from Te Tairāwhiti. My grandfather was Ngaita Manuhiri, Rongo Fukata, Te Aotanga, Mahaki, Ngāti Parau. My grandmother was a Kahununu, Ngāti Toa, and Kaitahu. I'm also Rongo Mai Wahine.
Thank you again for joining us. But let's get focused on this kaupapa before us at the moment. I've been seeing on Te Arawhiti and a number of other Facebook pages all this kōrero about the acknowledgements just happened with the B Company. Can you give us a little bit more of a kōrero about the history and the origins of this particular kaupapa?
Well, the beginning of it goes back at least a couple of years now. And this came about as a result of personal research into why my own tipuna hadn't received his World War II medals. He was Māori Battalion. And I simply asked my father, what's the story there? And he said, look, find out, because we don't know. And so I did, and I wrote into the medals department in Trentham asking for his file, as well as the files for all the soldiers where he was from, you know, Muriwai and Manatuke in Gisborne. And they sent those to me, and I found out that there was 10% in both villages of Māori Battalion soldiers who never got their medals, because I said to my dad, look, there's 900 members of C Company. You can't tell me that our uncle was the only one who never got his medal. And after that, you know, granddad said, well, look, let's have a look back home in Pukipaka and Hastings and see what the story there was. And there it was 12%. And you know, Hastings, that's part of D Company, and Gisborne is C Company. I wanted to see if this was an issue across all the companies. So I requested the files for those Māori Battalion from all Portiki, and there it was 20%. And after that, I went to up north, Motukaraka, and there it was 25%. So we looked at approximately 100 files, and we found 15% of those soldiers never got their medals. That was the real start of it, about a good couple of years ago now.
And I was reading up about it and saying how unfortunate that many military veterans didn't claim or even weren't issued a medal for their services. But as you have just given a little bit of history on it, it was through your research that this whole process was begun and able to start again. And how has that been for you, being able to be a significant contributor to this kaupapa?
Well, it's very rewarding work. I mean, it's definitely mahi a wairua, but it's certainly been difficult. It took a long time to go through that, you know, those 100 files. And what happened after that, Joel, was that I wrote a memorandum to the Chief Judge of the Waitangi Tribunal saying, look, this is what I've done. I've looked at 100 files. I found 15 soldiers that never got their medals, but there's 3,600 soldiers here. That's a huge undertaking. Do you think you could ask the Crown if they could do that work, because that's not my job? And so he did ask them, and they came back. Their reply was, the Māori Battalion have a huge legacy and lots of mana, but it's not the right time. And that's where I felt quite pukuriri with their response, and I said, that's not good enough. And from there I said, oh, well, we've done 100, we're just going to have to kick on and do the lot. And we did. And so once we had gone through all of C Company, we had found 134 from C Company who never received their medals. And so that was the first stage. And the second stage after that was Well, we now need to contact the families of those soldiers to get them to come forward and fill up the paperwork for them to apply and receive their tūpuna medals. And that was an undertaking in itself, Joel, because we had to find these people. And look, I didn't know what to do because this was unprecedented and hadn't been done before. So I literally used Facebook and I put an ad in the Hawke's Bay, Gisborne Herald, and letting the people know I'd be down at the C Company Memorial House for 3 days. If people saw their tūpuna on there and wanted to come forward to claim the medals, I'd make myself available, help them fill out the paperwork. And we went to the house an hour early, and I remember thinking, gee, is anyone even going to turn up? Well, when I got there, the queue was out the door for 3 days, John.
And koiara tētahi o ngā tohu o tō mahi, you know, that is a great sign of the significance of the mahi that you had put in. Like you said, there was no precedence before, so you had to just go out there, and lucky enough for social media and all the other networks that we were able to get our whānau to come forward. Are you able to tell us a little bit more about the most recent kaupapa that happened for the B Company?
That was huge. You know, Saturday for B Company, that was actually our fifth presentation. Our first one was in Pukepuke and Hastings for my own whānau there. There we had four soldiers. After that we went to C Company, we had 67. Then we went to Horowhenua College where a wife of one of the soldiers, she was 96. She couldn't travel to Gisborne, so the army went to her and had a special presentation to her. Then 3 weeks ago we had our South Island presentation at Christchurch, Burnham Army Camp. And then, of course, on Saturday, we had our B Company one in Rotorua, and that was absolutely massive. We had 89 tūpuna honoured that day, and there was well over 1,000 people easy. It was just massive, and it was hugely overwhelming. Te Arawa did an incredible job of manaaking everybody. It was a weird combination of being beautiful, mana-enhancing, mana-uplifting, and yet sad at the same time, because it was like a giant kauemate. You know, every single applicant brought a photo of their tūpuna, of their Māori battalion soldier. Some brought big portraits, family photos, his uniform, you know, it all came out. And it was just en masse, and it was massive, and it was just a beautiful thing to be part of, Joel.
I could only imagine seeing all the dignitaries that also arrived and some of them having some tūpuna that hadn't been to claim theirs or even had been issued one. You know, with all Willie Jackson, Kiri Tapu Allen, and also our whanaunga up here, Calvin Davis, and them all making their efforts to turn up there. But where to from here, David? In regards to this kaupapa, you had a massive one, over 1,000 people down at the Te Arawa Waka in Rotorua. What's next?
Well, you know, you mentioned those ministers, and they've all had, in the C Company one, we obviously had Aunty Mecca. She had relations getting their medals. Minister Jackson, I think it was his grandfather that got his medal. Minister Kiri Tapu Allen, her grandfather got her medal on Saturday. So there's all these connections. I mean, every single Māori person can whakapapa to a Māori battalion soldier. And I expect that will certainly be the case for Minister Davis when at our next presentation, which is the 18th of February at Waitangi.
Oh, wow. You know the significance of that, the many years that you and I even worked together on Te Paparahi o Te Raki and other Waitangi Tribunal inquiries up and down the country. That alone is a massive mahi itself. But for the efforts that yourself, Te Mata Law and others have put in to see such a kaupapa like this move forward, mahi to you and your crew who are able to do this, simply looking to try and do some research for your own grandfather, and look what has turned out to be. So many fruits have come from it.
Yeah, that's just, and you're absolutely right, Joel. You know, I worked in the North for at least 10 years, and I've got fantastic memories of the people from the North with their manaakitanga, their hospitality, their claims, of course. And I've grown very close to many, I don't want to call them claimants, I want to call them whānau up there. And that's all over the North, to Te Orowai, Ngāti Wai, Te Mahurehure, Ngāti Korokoro, lots of different whānau and hapu up there. And doing this work, that's part of me giving back to all the manaakitanga that they've given my team and I over the years.
And no further questions from me, David, but any final kōrero that you would like to share with our listeners up here in Te Tai Tukaro and Te Hiko Tika in regards to this kaupapa?
My message would be this. Go to our website, tematalaw.co.nz. We've got the full list on there. We've got 147, I think it is, from A Company that never got their medals. Now, the only way we're going to get these medals out to their whānau is if they come forward and they fill up the paperwork for them to get their medals. I don't know all the families personally on that list, but other people do. You'll probably know at least half a dozen of them. Other people know them. We need people like yourselves that would recognise the names on that list to contact their whānau, tell them there's no cost involved with it at all, and we need them to come to the different RSAs or the marae or wherever it may be that we're going to make ourselves available at, and that's even starting this week. But we're working in conjunction with the A Company Trust. We've got several people that we're in contact with, including Pihopa Kito and others. But we will pānui it in the local papers, the Northern Advocate and other papers, letting them know where we'll be and when. And we just hope that the whānau come forward, because without them coming forward, there's no presentation. So far, we've got just under 40, but that still leaves us with 100 more whānau to find. And we just hope they come forward and claim these medals that don't belong in a box in Wairu, but pinned on our people's chests.
He mihi rangatira ki a koe, David, mō wene o ngā kōrō me tō koutou mahi, kia uwai ki tēnei mahi, kia haka nui o mātou hoia kāore anō kua whiwhi wene o ngā mētara mō tō rātou mahi ki te muroa te ahi, ki tā wāhi mō tō tātou motu, mō tō tātou iwi, mō tō tātou whānau. Nō reira, tāku kia koe i tēnei wā, kia matāra, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, John. Thank you very much. Kia ora.
Ai, ko David Stone tērā no te mata lō, nāna tēnei mahi, timata ria, mō tōna ake pāpā, engari kiti ai ngā hua, ko puta mai hurinui Aotearoa whānui nei no reira, ko rongo keu ki wenga o ngā kōrero, mēnā he tupuna ki roto i te kamupene ei, tēnā tai atu ki te pai tukutuku o te mata lō, kia kite ai me pēhia rā, te haka uru atu ki tēnei kaupapa hoki, haka rongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo, irirangi o te hiko tika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, iratahi te iareru.